I talked with Professor Steve Squires last night at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena about these unidentified filaments in the Opportunity microscopic image. And I was surprised to learn from him that the rovers do not have any instruments to test for organic substances, and that my questions about possible organic life, even about algae or fungus on Mars, are not welcome in the strict geology research.
There's some little filament in this image, and we don't know what it is.
Okay.
That's about as far as I'll go.
Now, are there spectrometers on the arm of the, say, the Opportunity rover that could go down and touch this area if you were able to control it and be able to tell if there was organic signal? Something was organic, like
no.
A lipid or...
No. No. We searching for organics is not part of what we're trying to do with our payload.
So if it were organic, the instruments currently would not be able to detect...
If what were organic?
If, let's say, these filaments were something organic.
You mean some kind of fabric that we brought with us that was organic in nature, like a polymer of some sort?
Well, meaning, no. What if it was indigenous to Mars and
was
some organic thing? I'm just trying to understand if we are able to...
I don't even want to go there.
Well, the question is, the bigger question, are we able to tell organic versus inorganic with the current rovers?
As I said, we do not have an instrument on the payload that is tasked with looking for organic molecules.
Hmm. So if it were, this is just a hypothetical.
Sorry, we're not going there. I mean, the problem is if you say if it were, mm-hmm. then you can immediately take that and run with it in ways that I don't intend. So let's be careful here.
Okay, well, as a science reporter, I'm just trying to look at these images and just find out if...
I think we are probably looking at stuff that came off of our airbags.
Mm-hmm. And if it weren't, though, I was just trying to find out how could you differentiate and...
If it weren't, given the size scale of these things, all we can do is take pictures of them. We cannot measure their composition in any way, shape, or form.
Hmm. Okay. So if you do find any more, let's say, someplace else, like over at the Bonneville crater or something, you still wouldn't be able to tell exactly what they were.
There's no way to tell what they are made of. We will be able to image them and to study their shape and morphology. The only ones that we have seen so far are very close to where we landed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then into the next image on... Well, let me ask you just one other thing. I was talking with Professor Rice, and he said that he's interested in the possibility that they could be something like the volcanic hairs of Pele in...
Mm-hmm. That's certainly a possibility.
Would there be any way of confirming that with any instrumentation?
Again, all we can do is take pictures.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at that 1 to 2 micron scale that they may be, it's not really possible on this mission to tell exactly what, say, if there were filaments someplace else, what exactly they are made of.
Again, we do not have spectrometers that can measure the composition of something that small.
Okay.
What we're trying to do with this mission is go to places where we think water may have been present, either standing water bodies or hydrothermal systems, water percolating around, what have you, water percolating through the ground, and see if we can find compelling evidence for that and make inferences about whether or not that would have been a habitable environment.
And if it had been, is there anything that would still be a residue in an organic category?
Again, we do not have on this payload, nor did we intend to, mm-hmm. a capability to look for organic molecules. That's not part of what we're trying to do with this mission.
And it would be excluded, I mean, if you're looking for ancient water or, because we know there's water ice at the poles, is there a possibility that there could be some weird lichen or fungi or algae somewhere?
I don't even know how to begin to answer a question like that. I'm sorry.
Because
I mean, you're talking completely hypothetically.
Yes, but there is water ice at the poles.
There is ice. There is solid ice. Life, all forms of life that we know on Earth require water in the liquid phase, and that has not been found on Mars yet.